Robot or Not is brought to you by the Zombies Run Virtual Race, which makes running fun. Go to zombiesvirtualrace.com and use coupon code ROBOTORNOT for $5 off.
Robot or Not!
Robot or Not!
John, we're not usually very timely with this podcast, but something happened, a news report, in just like a week ago that I wanted to ask you about. Scientists invented a synthetic stingray made of gold, silicone, and cloned genetically engineered rat muscle cells. And this little stingray, when put in water with a light shined on it, would swim to follow the light in the style of a stingray, but made of synthetic parts and cloned muscle. So about a million people wrote in to say, is this a robot? And I thought it would be a chance for a little timeliness on this podcast for once to ask you about the synthetic stingray.
Is it silicone or silicon?
It's silicone. It looks like it's... I'll send you... I'm going to pop into the robot here. But like Merlin's version of that. A link to it. An NPR story. But it looks like it's very much like the frame of it. The stingray part, the flappy part, is silicone. And then there's a gold, almost like skeleton, with this cloned muscle fiber kind of connecting the two.
This would be a more interesting question if it didn't have the muscle fiber in there, because that automatically makes it, at the very least, a cyborg. Mm. So definitely not a robot. You can't have the muscle in there. But if it didn't have the muscle, though, I think it would be more tricky, because although, of course, if it didn't have the muscle, I'm assuming it wouldn't actually do anything. So
right.
That's an important component. So
I guess it's the idea that the muscle, although there's organic material here, it's cloned, altered material just being used as a motor, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it doesn't count as a cyborg. I don't know. We don't have a show called Cyborg or Not, but you don't get to be a robot if you've got like living cells, like fleshy things. And it's not all like the T-800 where it's like, oh, well, it's like a metal-y thing that walks around and it's disguised by having living cells in the outside. No, the living cells are integral to this thing. They make it work.
Yes, they do.
They're part of the being. So, no, not a robot.
Okay, not a robot. Sorry. At least it was timely.
Robot.
This episode was brought to you by the Zombies Run Virtual Race, an app that lets you run a 5 or 10K with your headphones in, and you get to hear zombies and break into a vault that's vital for the survival of humanity. Your run will become more interesting, and you'll run farther and faster because you'll be entertained by the story about zombies and you running to save the world. It costs $55, and you get a ProSpec running tee, a finisher's medal, and a bunch of other great stuff. It's cheaper and more fun than a gym membership. It makes running fun. Go to zombiesvirtualrace.com and use coupon code ROBOTORNOT at checkout to get $5 off.
Or not.